You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Right here at 89.9 WWNO, we want to tell you about Tech Talent South. It's a collective of tech professionals dedicated to building the local pool of coders and developers. And after starting up in four other cities, Asheville, Raleigh, Charlotte, and Atlanta, the group has opened a fifth campus here in New Orleans. It's teaching an eight-week coding program at Propeller and Broadmoor. WWNO Tech and Innovations reporter Janaea Williams met for a conversation with instructor Hannah Lehman and community organizer Laura White to talk about the need for more tech education in the South. Hannah Lehman started off with an overview of her coding class.
We're what you call a code immersion boot camp. So we take people that have as little as no experience in web development and computer programming and immerse them in the material for 8 weeks.
So the Tech Talent South was founded by two Southerners and Laura. They kind of had a serendipitous meeting up north, if I remember the story correctly.
So we have two co-founders, Richard Sims and Betsy Adilby. They went to a coding boot camp themselves in Chicago, and as luck has it, they were about the only two Southerners that were taking the program, and usually us Southerners stick together. So they really hit it off and enjoyed the program enough that when they got back home, Betsy's actually from Charlotte and Richard's from Atlanta, they said, hey, the South needs something like this. It's very popular in places like New York, L.A., but us Southerners, we have something to definitely gain from this, too. We have great ideas, and our economy right now, it's a great time for us to really offer this skill set to the South.
So in New Orleans, your coding class is 8 weeks. There are full-time classes. There are part-time classes. So what kinds of things do you teach in the class, Hannah?
So we really try to straddle the spectrum of web development. We focus most of our energy on teaching the most current back-end language, which is Ruby. And then we operate within the Rails framework, which I won't get into too much. We also span and touch on the front-end aspects as well. So looking at more design-based languages such as JavaScript, CSS, and HTML. That way our students can leave with a good idea of where they might fit into the web development world and can decide for themselves which area they want to focus their skills on after the course.
And what are the goals in terms of getting students to fit into the web world? I mean, is the ultimate goal employment in the tech field?
Well, I think the industry of technology is just growing so rapidly. The last number that I heard was that New Orleans has 3,000 unfilled web developer jobs. And the education for web development is changing so rapidly in that employers don't necessarily need students to come out with a degree so much as they need a skill set. So the boot camp is really redefining the way that we gain this skill set and isn't relying so much on the workforce to teach people the skills they need to become a developer.
What kinds of things did you consider when you were thinking of where to open the next campus? How did you end up in New Orleans?
So we definitely took into consideration our next campus really needed to have a certain spark, and we definitely wanted to be somewhere that the city would really come in and really be glad to have us there. And as we were looking at different locations, when we came across New Orleans, it was just really a no-brainer. It's a go-getter city. People really are trying to do big things here and really create a really great community. And I think that that's been what has been so great about being in partnership with Propeller and having our classes there. There's just a lot of people that are doing really big things within the city, and it's a great energy to be around that.
To piggyback on that a little bit, Tech Talent South really prides itself in giving our students resources just as much as we teach them a skill. So being inside Propeller is one more way that we're able to connect our students with the industry so that when they complete the program, they've already made really valuable connections with lots of startups, companies that are even more established, and then, of course, Propeller, which is doing what it's doing.
And how about the future after the 8 week class ends? Are you planning to stay in New Orleans?
We definitely want to stay in New Orleans for the future and make this a home campus. We're at a point where when we come into a new city, we don't want to just come in and make all of our connections and then leave. We definitely want to become a vital part of the entrepreneurial ecosystem and just really help New Orleans grow and put us essentially on the map as the next big tech city.
Laura White and Hannah Lehman, thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Each Tuesday in March, Tech Talent South will offer free coding classes for kids aged 8 to 13. Their website has details.